Let's run over quickly to Rebecca Walzer. Rebecca Walzer joins us tonight. We like to visit with her at least once a week to get a financial update on what's going on. Folks, notice I haven't even stopped to really plug too much tonight because we're so busy. But if you do appreciate what we're doing, please go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66, the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more. They're there at MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Rebecca will be one of the speakers, along with Todd Bensman, who we heard from earlier tonight, at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend, along with General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills, Dr. Peter McCullough, all at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up October 20th. Full details at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Rebecca joins us now. Rebecca, thanks for being with us tonight.
In the city of New York, so sorry for the flashing lights behind me.
No problem, no problem. You're there in the city of New York, and we're glad you made time for us tonight. Rebecca, what's the latest? We like to check in with you once a week to get the latest financial update. What's the latest you're hearing? What are you watching?
Well, you know, Brian, this is a story that I've been kind of contemplating for a while, and it's kind of been percolating really on my heart this week, and so I kind of wanted to share it with you. It happened in August, and so the first thing to understand is that, you know, we had one of the largest ESOP fund managers called Menke. In fact, they were founded in 1974, and they've done over 3,000 privatized ESOP plans. And for your audience that doesn't know what ESOP is, that's an employee stock ownership plan. And so Menke came out in 2021 referencing a strategy that the Harvard Business School basically stated, if just 10% of the American businesses would implement an ESOP plan, then the bottom half of the country would be double, you know, they would double their income. They would actually double their net worth. And it was such a small number, such a huge impact. So what you started to see is this analysis coming out about how ESOPs are really wealth generation transferers from just the corporate controlled model at the very top of the elite down to the trenches. And they've been super successful since they've been implemented. And so really, Brandon, do I have you with me? Because I'm not seeing you.
No, I got you. Okay. I got you.
All right. So really, so the IRS came out with a warning at the beginning of August or the middle of August. And basically it says IRS cautions plan sponsors to be alert to compliance issues associated with ESOPs. Now, it's just the thing, Brandon, is like we've been talking about an administration who says, oh, we're not going to raise tax rates, or we're only going to raise tax rates on the rich. But these are the kind of tactics that they're announcing, that they're going to go after the very plans that even the progressive Harvard Business School recognizes is such a wealth transfer to the lower and middle class more than any other capitalistic, you know, mechanism that we've ever experienced, ever, other than stock ownership, actual equity ownership. The problem with equity ownership is you actually have to have money to invest. So this is basically sweat equity investment for the masses, crowdsourcing equity. And it has been tremendously impactful for, you know, entrepreneurial wealth creation at the lower levels of society. And what is the IRS weaponizing and going after? But these plans.
And you know what's interesting? You speak about weaponizing. Have you heard the news reports? The IRS is buying machine guns?
Of course. Absolutely. I mean, people don't understand. There's a criminal division of the IRS versus the civil division. And most normal Americans, I mean, I'm not laughing, but most normal Americans would never really supposed to have any kind of, you know, interaction with criminal division. What is the criminal division look like? Well, the criminal division is involved. Okay, so this is the new thing, the premise that everyone must understand. The IRS considers, and this is the most important thing to understand when you're talking about tax law, this is the most fundamental concept. The IRS considers all sources of income, or I should say the Treasury, because it's really a Treasury Department and congressional law, you know, Section 101. So all sources of income, and here's the key legal phrase, from whatever source derived. That is the key phrase. And there has been thousands and thousands of litigations with criminals about not paying taxes on their illegal earnings. And so criminal divisions are RICO statute violations, drug laundering, human trafficking, which is obviously one of the, it's about to pass the drug trade, as we know from the Sound of Freedom. So we're talking about massive economic sources of underground finance for the cabal, for the globalists, for the central bankers that are parlaying with the deep state actors at the government that have been certainly bought out by China amongst other actors. So we understand that there is this massive global network at every level of society, all seven major areas of society, this goes down. And the bottom line is, you know, we are at the precipice point. We are here. Like, I have never been more convinced that we are here, not from just an economic perspective, but not from just a weaponization of all three-letter agencies perspective, which I think obviously, you know, Virginia just did an incredible job of. I think she is phenomenal. Her work is phenomenal. What she has done with the Daily Cloud, you know, Brandon, it reminds me of you, crowdsourcing the expertise that has been necessary to fight the NGO money of corporations, you know, so the corporations don't want to be associated with bad causes or super PACs that are really doing bad things or endorsing candidates that are Manchurian candidates are just going to really vote. And that's most politicians. I mean, there are some good ones, and I can't lump everybody together, but let's be clear, both sides of the aisle are compromised.
Absolutely.
And that is coming out, and people need to be prepared to be shocked at who is not what they thought they were.
Indeed.
And also shocked, I might add, at who is actually has been playing a role at the highest levels, at the deepest levels, to capture as much of this situation that has been going on globally, you know, really since, in earnest, I believe, since the Kennedy death of John F. Kennedy.
Absolutely.
So, Brenda, I just want to say, you know, we are at the precipice, and not just economically, but, you know, when you see spiritually that these things are aligned. We've always heard Kim Clement, multiple prophets, the fall of the fall is what we have all been thinking of. And of course, we thought it was going to be 2020 and then 2021 and 2022. And the disappointments continue and continue. And a lot of people lose heart, myself included. Many a times, many a conversations with God. Am I on the right track? Is this really what's happening? What's going on? So I don't want to get upset and cry because this is all such a positive thing. But people need to prepare. Because I cannot stress to you enough that this is the beginning of some really difficult things ahead. And we are going to have a lot of faith and really trust God because
I agree.
Things are coming.
They are. Let me have you respond in my last 5 minutes to these real quick. BRICS, here it is. BRICS, U.S. dollar global reserves drops below 60%. The report says U.S. dollar share in global reserves fell below 60% for the first time in decades, according to a new report. There's a new article out tonight by, where'd it go? Let's see. Here it is. This one is by Jim Rickards. Jim Rickards says the BRICS will now include the 2nd, 5th, 10th, 11th, 18th, and 23rd largest economies in the world, along with 5 others. The total GDP for the expanded BRICS membership is approximately 30% of global GDP measured on a nominal basis and over 50% of global GDP when measured based on purchasing power parity. And so the dollar is dead, is dying. We're going to move to massive inflation. I'll go to this article from Zero Hedge. Pardon all the advertising. Good grief. Here it is, Zero Hedge. Wyoming mayor says third world stuff happening in city overrun with homeless people. So again, we due to the death of the dollar, due to the BRICS, like we're talking here, due to the death of the dollar, we are going to see massive inflation, food, fuel, housing, rent, everything. This is going to spur, again, so much more social unrest and trouble than the average American even begins to understand. Comment before I go to another article.
Yeah, I would just say, Brennan, you know, this if you read this, it sounds science fiction, it sounds apocalyptical. We have talked multiple times, you and I, about the war games that we know have shown a very short 10-day or less time frame when Americans' food supply is interrupted in just the local grocery stores throughout this country. People have gotten used to absolutely going to the stores multiple times a week. And we're talking about people in the suburbs have gotten used to this. I'm not just talking about the urban, then we're talking about the suburban people are going or eating out multiple times a week, and therefore they're only having a few days of a reserve of food supply. There's no more pantries. Of course, they have absolutely injected all of our food. I mean, I certainly don't want to subject your show to any liability, so I will forego the name. But there is a very nationally well-known mayonnaise company that, if you turn around and look over now, it says, you know, contains bioengineered products. And, you know, mayonnaise is literally eggs. So what kind of bioengineered eggs are we now eating? And people have to know, people have to become scientists to understand the subterfuge that they have actually done to our food supply. You know, and you know, it's like we can tell that you're trying to inject our food supply with mRNA with the meat. I mean, come on. It's just, Brendan,
Absolutely. Well,
it's just
you
crazy.
mentioned the food. Here's a headline. Pull that music down a little bit. Trucker warns Biden's EPA regulations would be catastrophic for the American food supply. Well, of course, they're doing one thing after another on purpose to try to
Of
hurt,
course.
to try to disrupt the food so they can control. More Americans are now pulling money out of big banks. And here's another one. A painful wave of bank closures is hitting New York. We'll get you back if you're available next week for a longer segment. I know you joined us
Absolutely.
In New York. We appreciate your joining us, but we got to discuss more of these next week. But in the meantime, walzerwealth.com. If you want help from Rebecca and her team, if you have a net worth of $250,000 or more, then you qualify. That's the rules, folks. She has rules she has to comply with and licensing and all kinds of stuff, okay? So if you have a net worth of $250,000 or more, you can work with her by going to walzerwealth.com, walzerwealth.com. Fair enough?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for being on. Rebecca Walzer checking in tonight from New York. Now, before we go, let me remind you, if you would like to check into Precious Metals, one of our sponsors for 17, 18 years has been Swiss America. And if you want to get the information from Wes on Precious Metals, gold, silver, numismatic, bullion, putting gold in your IRA, all you got to do is text him your name and address. He'll send you the free packet, 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585 is the number. By the way, I started a new website this week with my buddies there at Swiss America. It's SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. It's a financial page where we put up all of these articles, all of these shows, radio shows, TV shows, articles on finances. So if you'd want to find out more about Swiss America and what's happening, you can do it at SwissAmericaTV.com, SwissAmericaTV.com. But otherwise, send a text to Wes with your name and address. He'll send that packet out, 602-558-8585. All right, folks, thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.